and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio show, and we head where the story is, and the story is the mouth of an unnamed executive, an NFC personnel director, implying that the Baltimore Ravens should not give out a massive contract to their quarterback. Now, a lot to talk about and break apart in this story. Do you believe there are NFL executives who do not believe in Lamar Jackson, that he is not worth the contract? We take a look at that comment and the bigger picture involving Lamar Jackson right now in hour number four. Not worth the money. Not worth the money. At least somebody thinks so. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we provide alarms and excursions coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the greasy spoon, frying up piping hot sports takes all night into the morning long. We go from the Fox Sports Radio studios, a secret location deep in the North Woods, like clockwork. Here we are. So our lead this hour comes from the NFL and some interesting comments that we need to parse here about Lamar Jackson and a mega contract. Now, that contract has not materialized. We believe it will happen. It hasn't happened yet. The Ravens doing the right thing as they are delaying the process, and they're waiting for another season to go by. But Lamar just authored the defining regular season win. Is that fair to say? Beating Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, coming back in the second half. Compliments of Butterfingers by the Chiefs running back there, Mr. Hilaire. And also the fact that the Ravens just ran it down the throat of Kansas City there. But some, despite that performance, some inside league circles are still doubting Thomases or whatever their names are. Long story short, the story that's been bouncing around here that the Ravens should not give Lamar Jackson the contract. So if you didn't see it, this anonymous NFC personnel director, if you missed it, the quote is, "I'd hate to be Eric DaCosta in his position and have to pay him," meaning Lamar Jackson. Now, DaCosta's the GM in Baltimore. We all have choices to make, and this person, we don't know who it is. We don't know if it's a real quote or not. Many skeptics say that quote is not legit, that the quote is made up, that somebody was trying to make a story out of it, and it's not true. So let us discuss. All right, the question, do you believe there is a real living and breathing NFL executive who happens to work for an NFC team who does not want to pay Lamar Jackson a contract that seemingly he has earned based on his performance the first couple years? So I am nodding my head yes. I am nodding my head yes that is absolutely what's going on here. So my take on this, you've got cheat code, bubblegum, and razzle dazzle. And we'll knock your socks off with this Maller monologue for better or worse. All right, so we kick off with the fact that we are absolutely buying this story. In the end, when the story is written, the final story is written, Lamar Jackson will have the Brinks truck filled with gold bullion dropped off at his house. But regardless of that, it's how we get there. And there are various opinions about everything, everywhere in life, and certainly in the world of football. We live in the age of groupthink. We live in the age where if you have a dissenting opinion, you are silenced. They call you all kinds of names. One of the isms is thrown your direction. But it makes sense that there would be people questioning Lamar Jackson. Why? I'll tell you, because he's unorthodox. You know that. He's not a pocket passer. The streets have been chirping that the day of reckoning is coming, that his style of play will finally catch up with him. You just wait and see. And that this has the makings, although it'll be even more dramatic should it happen, of an RG3 2.0 situation. Remember Robert Griffin III? Washington traded, the Redskins at the time traded all these first-round draft picks to the old St. Louis Rams to have the draft rights to get RG3, and he suffered an injury. He got off to a good start, suffered an injury, and then he had to depend on his throwing ability, and he drowned. Now, Lamar Jackson, what he has been able to do from a standpoint of running the football, it is a cheat code. It is not supposed to work. It's so top-heavy. If you think about a scale, right, the scales of justice, and you're trying to even that up, it is so far in favor of the running as opposed to the passing that it doesn't make sense. Baltimore's running this gimmicky offense. It's a passing league. They change all of the rules, so you can put up gaudy passing numbers, and Lamar has not exactly had the Midas touch throwing the football the last couple of years. Last season, Baltimore was 32nd. Dead last in passing offense. They averaged less than 172 yards per game in a passing league. Who would have thought? And then this year, it's only a couple weeks into the year, and through two games against the Raiders and the Chiefs, the Ravens are 21st in passing offense per game. You also need to thank the Kansas City defense for their generosity there in all phases, and Lamar Jackson does lead all quarterbacks in rushing yards. Almost got 200 yards rushing to begin the young season. All right, so furthermore, now, if you listen to this show, and we thank you if you do, and you've listened over the last couple of years, we were skeptical. We were skeptical of Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville, and he made me look like a donkey's backside taking the league by storm when he finally got a chance to play. Now, that being said, Lamar Jackson will never, never be a prototypical passer. Not going to happen. I think we can all agree on that. Even if you love Lamar Jackson, that's just the way it is. And so if you look at the comps and you try to find a comp, some will say there are no comps. Lamar is a unicorn, that he's better than Michael Vick. He's better than some of the other running quarterbacks over the years. And so you can't compare. But if you try to compare him with running quarterbacks who were known as weak passers, the shelf life is extremely limited. This is not the shelf life of honey, which does not go bad. Lamar is the 23rd ranked quarterback after a couple of weeks. Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, and his two gimpy ankles are ranked higher than Lamar at throwing the football. Last season, he was right in the middle, give or take. He was 15th in a 32-team league, so right around the middle area in quarterback rating. Now, the Benny Brightside, I will be Benny Brightside on this one. The Benny Brightside in me will point out that while he does not complete a high number of passes, he has been getting a fair amount of yards when he does complete passes, and those chunk plays will make up for some of the shortcomings in that passing attack. He's averaging 8.5 yards per pass attempt, which is solid. So the move here for the Ravens, we've been saying this for a while now, we'll repeat it, the move is just to roll with the punches. This is what you have chosen. You have gone down this path for better or worse. You have no other options. It's a good option for now. It's working. Now, will it actually work in the postseason? Lamar has won one playoff game. He won that game with horrific passing numbers. That was against the Tennessee Titans earlier this year, which is the end of last season. But you have no other options. The NFL world, that's how they operate. Enjoy the magic carpet ride. Lamar Jackson is the Baltimore-flavored bubblegum. And the move for Harbaugh, for John Harbaugh, is to chew up the bubblegum. And then what do you do with bubblegum once you've chewed up the bubblegum? You spit it out. Used and abused, right? Pay the man his money. The MVP award comes with a lofty price tag.
Flock Nation in the building.
That's right. And eventually, you have to pay off your debts. And if a guy wins an MVP award, you can push it back. Now, the only way he doesn't get paid is if he gets hurt. But even if he gets hurt, it doesn't matter. Look at Dallas. Dak Prescott snapped his ankle in half, and Jerry Jones still gave him the big contract. Sight unseen. It rained down money. All right, last thing here. So Lamar Jackson, who does bring the razzle-dazzle to the game, lights, camera, action. And pro sports is, after all, show business, right? Show business. And we know Lamar loves playing on the boob tube. Who doesn't? And for reference, this past weekend in the upset win over Kansas City, Lamar Jackson somersaulting his way into the end zone. And he said, I don't know if he was kidding or not, but he told the media in Baltimore that he was still feeling the after effects of his first high-flying touchdown in the NFL where he did the old somersault, and he said he was still sore. And he was stretching his arms, moving his arms around, and he said, though, he would probably do it again. And he'd probably do it again. He thought it was pretty cool. And I agree, it was pretty cool. It's right out of a video game, an acrobatic, gymnastic, flying out of a cannonball-type play. And it is those plays that drive the hardo football observers insane. They don't like it. They literally can't handle it. They need their blanket, their blankie. But it's fair to say the way Lamar plays, he's not concerned about being Tom Brady 2.0 and playing in his 40s. Who knows if he's even going to be playing in his mid-30s or even his early 30s. Lamar Jackson's not worried about longevity. He is going pedal to the metal. Pedal to the metal. Here we go. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you want to join us here, we'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can make a reservation, or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller if you'd like to be part of the festivities. We will have Benny versus the Penny for the Thursday night NFL game. And you can win just as much money betting on that game as you can betting on the Super Bowl, but you'll have to bet on a bad team. And I'm not saying you bet on the Texans. I'll give the pick out, but I don't think Carolina's good either. Carolina's off to a surprising start. But does that have longevity? Does that have staying power? We will give you a winner, a five-star winner on the big Thursday night game on cable television with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. We'll get to that, and we'll also have Puck the World with Eddie, your phone calls, and a bunch more as we push forward. We'll get to it, and we will do it next. I went out and met him at a truck stop, for God's sake. What's wrong with that?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We are going to have Benny versus the Penny. I know Coop is running around there. Bring it home to Rome, Eddie. We think he got lost on the way to the radio station. He's making a special delivery. Our buddy Bring It Home Jerome from Kansas City. He's got the smokehouse barbecue ribs in his possession. So it's imperative that he get to the right location.
Man, make the barbecue.
Make the ribs. And I fell down this rabbit hole. And I'm on the smokehouse website here, and I'm looking at the food porn. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering here, Eddie, looking at this. Unbelievable. And there's no better time to eat barbecue than right now. Would you agree with me on that,
100%,
Eddie?
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. This is a family-owned location, so that's cool as well.
Anyway, I mean, we are on the two major streets here. I'm not sure how he get lost.
Well, he's used to driving around Kansas City, and he typed something in wrong in the GPS. I don't know, but anyway. All right, let's go to the phones, and who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Anthony, who's in the Bay Area, and he is next. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Welcome, Anthony. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about the Bears. Hopefully, Andy Dalton stays injured for a couple weeks to give Justin Fields a chance.
So are you going to invest in voodoo here, Anthony, to make sure Dalton doesn't come back early?
No, nothing like that. Just we got to give Fields a chance to show what he could do. Hopefully he could take over because Andy Dalton isn't the one we need.
Now, what do you do if Fields sucks?
That's just Bears history, so just deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're preparing yourself for that. And I would say of the likely outcomes, what is more likely to happen for the Bears this weekend against the Browns? That Justin Fields goes out and kills it and just dominates the game. That Justin Fields goes out and plays average, or that Justin Fields goes out, gets hurt, and Nick Foles comes in and plays as the backup?
I think he'll be average. I think he'll do a lot better against the Lions, but he looked pretty good in preseason. So
no, he did, but everyone looks good in preseason. Zach Wilson of the Jets looked like Tony Romo compared him to Dan Marino based on the preseason.
Yeah, but he does have that speed. So,
All right, I know. Listen, you're optimistic, and here I am being a wet blanket. I'm ruining your fun, and you don't want me to ruin your fun. You want to enjoy the moment. I get it. I understand. I got you. All right. We'll leave it there, but thank you. Appreciate that. Do we have time to squeeze the penny in right now? Can we squeeze the penny? Something I've done many times here. We do not have time. All right. Apparently, we still have to wait for that. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts, driving around. What's going on, Chris? You are next up on Fox Sports Radio. Welcome. Hello, Chris. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I hear the sound of silence, which is never a good thing. All right, I think Chris is gone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We'll reset the board, as we like to say in these parts. 877-996-6369. Coop is dealing with the ribs. I mentioned this earlier. You might want to invest in spell check. So we did a monologue about the Minnesota Timberwolves. Fortunately, our bosses are sleeping, so we could get away with that. The Wolves fired their head of basketball ops. They sent out a news release, and then hours later, it turns out there was an extramarital affair that's being reported now, and workplace issues with HR, and all kinds of things are coming out of the woodwork that were not, of course, put in the news release. Now, one thing that was put in the news release, the Minnesota Timberwolves PR staff was in such a rush to get the PR release out that they had fired their general manager that they misspelled the name of the team. No, they did. I'm not making that up. They were so flustered by Gerson Rosas being let go as the GM of the team that someone did not go through, you know, it was all like Grammarly or just basic spell check, and they misspelled the name of the team. I'm looking at the press release right now. That is a remarkable F-up. Outstanding screw-up by the PR staff there in Minnesota. So it says, today the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it misspelled Timberwolves. Put the letters in the wrong spot. Yeah. All right, Chris is back, by the way, but you might want to invest in spell check. What's going on, Chris? What's up, man?
Hey, Ben. Thanks a lot for squeezing me in. I'm just, I went through a cell hole. So I want to talk about Brady Sr. and why he's coming out firing with all guns. And I think it's because of the Seth Wickersham book that's coming out the week after Tom Brady plays the Pats. Not this week, of course. It's the week after next week. So, and he's firing missiles. But I've always been Team Belichick, Ben. So, look, you won the Super Bowl, Tom Brady Sr., although it was your son. But he's been, and the way he's been talking, it's such boardroom material for Belichick to put on the wall where Tom Brady Sr. says, we're going to handle them handily, and Tom Brady's going to come up there and kick the butt off of us. So, I'm getting a little sick of the Tom Brady Sr. and Tom Brady. It's been making me angry.
You want to punch somebody. Now, the Wickersham book, who's the source? Is that from Belichick's camp or Tom Brady's camp?
I think they're saying it's definitely Belichick's camp.
There you go. So it's going to slander Brady then, or it's going to trash. I bet you it'll make Brady look like a diva or whatever. If it did come from Belichick,
they'll bring up Deflategate, But anyways, I still think I just think it's too much. Think they're you won the Super Bowl, dude. Move on.
I got you. All right, listen, I'm on Team Belichick, too. It's hard to be on Team Belichick right now, but I'm right there with you. So I'm right there. right. Well, there's a news story out, actually, that just came out this morning, and kind of relates a little bit to the Tom Brady Sr. fiasco. Alex Guerrero, he is the medicine man for Tom Brady. He is the secret keeper for Tom Brady. And there is a couple of quotes that are bouncing around here. Alex Guerrero did an interview, a 20-minute conversation with the Boston Herald, and it was all over the place. And he said Bill Belichick did not evolve with Tom Brady in New England. So that is the second person from the Tom Brady camp to come out and trash Belichick. I'm sure this story will have legs today. He will go on and on and on. But the quote, let me see if I can find the money quote here. And here it is. Alex Guerrero says, the interesting thing I think there, and this is just me, an outsider looking in, he said it was like Bill never really, I think his emotions or feelings never evolved with age, Alex Guerrero said. I think in time with Tom, as Tom got into his late 30s and early 40s, I think Bill was still trying to treat him like that 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. Yeah, I like how Alex Guerrero preferences that or puts the qualifier on that, saying that he's an outsider. He has been riding shotgun with Tom Brady for how many years now? After he stopped selling that product that claimed it could cure cancer back in the day. But we've all made mistakes. Why not? All right. Let's get to, we have the NFL pick ready to go. Let's get this in and out. Here we go.
Welcome, players.
You're welcome.
Are you up for more Maller Mayhem?
Yeah!
It's time now. The Benny versus the Penny.
Little Thursday night football action. As this is not a game with high anticipation. It is on the NFL Network. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I know Joe Buck's excited about calling this game. Carolina 2-0 and Houston 1-1. The Panthers opened a 4.5-point road favorite. They are all the way up to 8. Over a touchdown for Carolina on the road at NRG Stadium in Houston. It is a dome, but good weather in Houston today. Clear skies, 75 degrees at kickoff. Now, the pick is in on this. And I am taking Carolina. Now, I normally am an underdog player. All things being equal, I bet on underdogs. But I am taking the Panthers in this game tonight. It is a small sample size. The Panthers, though, I'm buying their defense. The defense looks legit. Now, the Jets game, you say, okay, who cares about that? But the Saints game, that impressed me. And they are, after 2 weeks, allowing 190 yards per game, which is number one. They're number one run defense in the NFL. I mean, look at all the different statistics, and so far so good. It's all green lights for the Carolina Panthers. And the main reason to like the Panthers defense this week is they go against the green banana, Davis Mills out of Stanford, a raw rookie. He is wet behind the ears there out of Stanford, and he played a fair amount last week, the second half against Cleveland. He makes his first NFL start. This is trial by fire. And burn, baby, burn. The Texans are going to try to play hide the quarterback tonight. A lot of running, trying to slow the game down. Elementary offense. That's how you got to play it. Good luck. I rarely will bet on big road favorites. I think that is a recipe for disaster. But this is the exception to the rule. Again, Carolina has been a dominant team defensively. They've also gotten out to great starts. And the first couple of games here, they've outscored their opponents 33-0. That is an eye poke right away. Outgaining them in the first half, 572 yards to 172. Even Sam Darnold can't screw this one up. I expect at least one defensive touchdown for Carolina tonight. I am going to ride that defense of the Panthers, Carolina 24, Houston 3. The final.
Ben, the Penny agrees with you, going with the Panthers.
Okay, so we both agree they're big 8-point favorite for the Carolina Panthers on the road.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We have a barbecue update now. We have been monitoring this story. We'd like to report to all the affiliates. We have an update here. Koopa Loop went outside the studios, and did you meet bringing home Jerome?
Make the Baba Ghanoush, Ben.
Make the Baba Ghanoush.
Fox Sports.
I did meet bringing home Jerome.
Nice. And now the barbecue has arrived, the Smokehouse Barbecue, yes?
That is correct. It's right here in the studio.
And what are we looking at? How many? We got a fair amount there for the boys. Yes.
It is all like shrink wrapped in plastic, so I have not opened the tray of ribs.
Okay.
But there's some sides here.
What kind of sides we got? What do we got?
They got
some good. I'm looking at the sides here. Pickles, they got some good sides.
Yes. I definitely smell some pickles in there.
Eddie.
You guys can have all those.
I'm good.
They have on the menu, Eddie, pickle fries at this place. Oh, they got pickle fries.
Roberto, yeah. They're all yours, Roberto. Yeah.
But it does look like some. Are those some barbecue beans? Is that what that is right there?
Sounds pretty. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. Well, that happens later, but not while you're eating them. While you're eating them, are delicious. That's good. So I got some beans, got some pickles in there, and the ribs. Outstanding. All right. I look forward to that. So
there's some other stuff, but I haven't examined that.
Well, we don't have an oven, so we're going to have to, we can't put that in a microwave. That would be blasphemy. When you get barbecue, you got to heat that up in the oven, right? You can't put that in a microwave. That's oven food. Hmm. Don't put authentic Kansas City ribs from this. This is a highly
I'm not
rated
right
place.
Now. I mean,
we don't have an oven here. And how are we going to divide this all up between us? I mean,
well,
got plates here.
Simple math, right? Yeah. You divide it up.
We don't have any like food storage stuff here. We just have like these paper plates.
We have blue Smurf refrigerator. Is what we have.
No, I mean, like, how are we going to bring it home?
We could bring our storage stuff tomorrow. We leave the stuff here in the fridge.
What are the chances?
Oh, hell no, Roberto. Oh, yeah. Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like it needs to be just eaten now.
You'll come in.
I'm not eating right now. I'll fall asleep.
No. You put that in the fridge, and Big Mike, you'll see him tomorrow. He'll have barbecue sauce all over his hands. Somebody put some ribs in there. They were pretty good.
Bastards.
That whole thing.
That's happened before.
Yeah,
well, I know some guy who does that.
Are these ribs? Starts eating them.
There used to be a guy that was famous for that that worked here, and he just ate all the food, and that was
a guy who I work with that opens that fridge every day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Oh. Hmm. Investigates, looks around.
You talking about me?
Smells.
I was going to say, it's not me.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Ever since the pandemic, there stopped being like good food in there. It's the same stuff every day.
So boring. Yeah. Anyway, well, thanks to Bring It Home, Jerome. We're sorry you couldn't come in, but we still have. How many rules are posted there, Coop? Lots of rules and regulations. So we apologize. But hopefully down the line, at some point, we'll be able to have you in and hang out and have a good time, which would be great. So we used to have listeners in all the time. Remember, Eddie, we used to have listeners in. Like every week we'd have somebody come in and hang out with us. And we even had a guy hiding.
The great Philly Rob.
Yeah, well, Philly Rob was the last guy we had in, the great Philly Rob. And we had Danny in Nashville that hid out in the bushes outside the studio. I don't know.
Coop closed the blinds on him. That was good.
Yeah. I actually went out and talked to him because I'm not afraid. And I went out and spoke to him. It's hockey season. Well, not yet, but soon. And with all the inside hockey information, Puck the World! And that means Eddie Garcia.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Ben. We are with our jobs, we're never sure exactly what day it is, and I'm not good at math, but I think I'm in the ballpark here. The preseason starts in 2 days.
Two days?
September the 25th. And the season opens in 19 days on October the 12th. And training
19
camps.
19 days?
Training camps are now open for most NHL teams.
Will you be going out to games this year, Eddie? Will you be partaking?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you're going to meet it up or are you going to sit in the crowd?
A little of both.
Okay.
The big story from the NHL came down earlier today when the league completed its gambling investigation of Evander Kane and said it found no evidence that the San Jose Sharks star forward bet on his own games. The investigation was spurned by allegations on social media made by Kane's wife, Deanna. The couple recently entered divorce proceedings. Shocking. The league also said that it has opened up a new investigation into Kane for, quote, unrelated allegations of potential wrongdoing that were brought to the league's attention, end quote. The league didn't specify further on the matter. In January, Evander Kane filed for bankruptcy, listing $1.5 million in gambling debts owed. He did an interview with ESPN recently, admitted that he did have a gambling problem, but says he has got help and is no longer gambling. Blackhawks star Patrick Kane says that he participated in an investigation into allegations that a then-assistant coach sexually assaulted two teammates in 2010, adding that he did not know anything about the allegations at the time. The three-time Stanley Cup champion also said he was unaware of any bullying by his teammates of the alleged victims. Kane is the biggest Blackhawks star to go on record so far as to saying that what he knew or didn't know about that allegation. Columbus Blue Jackets announced that forward Zach Rinaldo will not be invited to training camp because he is unvaccinated for COVID-19. Meanwhile, NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said the league expects 98% of its players to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the start of the season.
Did you see the garden, the TD Garden in Boston there? They are on the list, Eddie, that are requiring that you have a vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend a Bruins game or a Celtics game.
I did not see that.
Add them to the list, Eddie.
Okay.
Put them on the pile.
Minnesota Wild and star forward Kirill Kaprizov ended their contract drama as the restricted free agent signed a five-year, $45 million extension. It carries an average annual value of $9 million per season. Runs through the 2025-26 season. Kaprizov, the reigning rookie of the year, played just 55 games in his NHL career so far. 24-year-old starred in Russia before joining the Wild last year. He had 27 goals in 51 points in 55 games last season. Future Hall of Fame defenseman Zdeno Chara signs a one-year contract with the New York Islanders for
his
24th
NHL
season. That was the organization that originally drafted him back in 1996, so he's come full circle.
Really?
Yep. Chara's 44, drafted in 1998
by
the Islanders.
He's massive. He's like a giraffe on skates.
Yeah, he's like 6'9", and then he put the skates on. He's just amazing.
I've gone out just to watch him skate around because he's an amazing guy. Nice. To see a 6'9" person skating around like that is pretty wild.
He's played 1,608 games for the Islanders, Senators, Bruins, Capitals.
Think of him as the Bruin. I don't think of him as an Islander.
Yeah, that's true. Arizona Coyotes have a proposed $1.7 billion development in Tempe that will include a hockey arena.
Tempe. There's some beautiful people in Tempe.
Arizona State people. University.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Hello, Sun Devils.
Yeah. The team announced the arena would be privately funded, but it is seeking some city sales tax revenues to help pay for $200 million.
I thought they were moving
costs.
To Houston. I thought they were moving to Buffalo or wherever. Yeah. I don't know.
Tempe still has to agree on this. Now, they made the proposal. The city now has to sign off on it, and they're going to take several months to look over this. And they're also going to have to find a temporary home, even if this is approved for the following season after this year, because they're getting the boot from the Gila River Arena there in Glendale,
Arizona.
Just
play out in the middle of the desert.
That sounds like a good idea. Really good idea.
Thank you.
Couple more things before we're done here. The NHL announcing that the Montreal Canadiens are going to host the 2022 NHL Draft at the Bell Center July 7th and 8th. It'll be the first time that we've actually had a draft with hopefully, all the executives there, the players there, the fans there, the media.
Like a real draft that we've had.
The last
recently,
two drafts have been virtual, so hopefully the next one will not. And finally, the Buffalo's.
Put the virtual.
Yeah.
Shove it up,
The Buffalo Sabres are going to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 6th Heritage Classic to be played at Tim Horton Field, home of the CFL's Hamilton Tiger Cats, on March the 13th. Buffalo is the first U.S. team to compete in the Heritage Classic. Traditionally, it's between two Canadian teams played in Canada. Somehow, Buffalo is being listed as the home team for this event. They chose Hamilton, Ontario, because apparently it's like the halfway point between Toronto and Buffalo. And that is your Puck the World report.
All right. Thank you for that, Eddie. Appreciate it. And if you would like to be one of our judges, I got a couple of slots open for you. We will dazzle you, amaze you with our game, Fact or Fiction. Fact or Fiction in its entirety. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible and brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Fact or fiction, we'll give you three stories. They all sound somewhat goofy, somewhat ridiculous, and you have to figure out which of the stories is not true. Separating fiction from fact. Let's welcome in our celebrity panel of judges. And who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's see. We have Leslie in Bradenton, Florida, the power couple. Hello, Leslie.
Oh, hi, Ben. It's Jack.
Oh, it's Jack. We got to change up the great Jack the Judge. Hello, Jack. How's
Hello,
it going?
Ben. We're very happy here that the Rays have clinched a playoff spot.
Congratulations, Jack the Judge, and may you meet the Dodgers again in the World Series.
Yes, and I hope Kevin Cash does a better job. I know you don't, but I hope
he should. He shouldn't change anything. I thought he did a hell of a job last year.
And he got to the World Series.
The key for the Dodgers is finding someone that screwed up more than Dave Roberts. Anyway, all right, hold on, Jack. The great Jack the Judge, the power couple there. And with Leslie, we have Blind Scott who's going to be a judge. Hello, Blind Scott.
Oh, yeah, me and Zdeno Chara have talked multiple times. One time he said, I like your dog, and it's really a heavy voice. And I said, who is that Uber driver? And they told me it was him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure that happened. Thank you. Tammy in Montana. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, Ben. Typical FSR management in screwing Danny G over on that morning.
All right. Credit card Gordon. Hello, Gordy.
Hey, Ben, how about them Blue Jays going all the way?
Yeah, unless they don't. Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen. Phylexis, hello.
Well, Ben, it's so great to have a big Jack in here. Hello, Jack. And I don't care about Brian.
All right. What the hell's going on here? All right. Bob and Weave, story number one. Conor McGregor throwing out the first pitch at a Cubs game earlier this week went viral, a wide ride, very embarrassing. Some were wondering what, if any, connection there was between McGregor and the Cubs, and now we know the Cubs will be having a McGregor bobblehead day during their last home game of the season this Sunday against the Cardinals. Story number two, I'm forgetting her name here. Eilish. Billie Eilish is one of the biggest names in the music industry, 19-year-old singer. And she's revealed two custom pairs of Air Jordans coming out next week. The shoes will be 100% vegan and made of 20% recycled materials. And story number three, well, listen, you may feel bad for the guy. He lost $700,000 because he had the Lions at the end of a 16-team parlay, but the casino felt pity on him, BetMGM. They handed him essentially $130,000 because he made 15 out of 16 picks correct. So those are the three stories. Which of the three are not true or is not true? Jack the Judge, one, two, or three, Jack?
Number one.
Blind Scott, one, two, or three, quickly.
Number three. One time I lost nine.
All right. Tammy in Montana, one, two, or three, Tammy?
One pro, 2-0.
All right, Tammy, Gordon, what about you, Gordon? Quickly. All right.
Three,
out of time.
Casino.
It's number one. It's number one.
Number one.
Number one. The McGregor story.
Gotta go.
That was the fake story.